over the world. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Second Chronicle in the Old Testament. Take your time and find it, because we're about to deal with something this morning that it may be insulting at first, but it can be solved when we get through. It may be insulting at first, but it can be solved when we're through. We're going to deal with something this morning. Deal with something that I believe all y'all got a ready answer for me as soon as I talk about it. But then I'm going to question your answer. Second Chronicle, chapter 6. Don't fake it now like you found it. Look, make sure you get it. You know, you don't want nobody to know you don't know how to get to it, so you just act like you got it. Just look like everybody else, you know. No, it's so important. I need you to be there with me this morning. It says in the 40th verse of 2 Chronicles chapter 6, "Now, my God, let I beseech thee, thine eyes be open, and let thine ears be attend unto the prayer that is made in this place." So you notice, for he pray about his eyes being open, and he also prays about his ears being open. Eyes being open, ears being open. And we're not talking about physically driving or walking now. We're talking about in the spirit realm. That my eyes be open and my ears be open. Would you write that down? That my eyes be open, that my ears be open in the spirit realm. In the spirit realm. Or to the voice of God. Or to the voice of Jesus. Or to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Or to the voice of the one he have appointed over me. My eyes and my ears be open, listen very carefully, to heavenly instruction. Let's say it another way, heavenly direction. Let's say it another way, heaven enlightenment. I'm not going to live like a regular person another day in my life. Now, these messages are supposed to change you. You understand? But your eyes got to be open. Your ears got to be open to the Godhead, to those whom God have showed to minister to you. I love that. And he says in the 41st verse, "Now therefore arise, O Lord God, into thy resting place, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation. Let thy saints rejoice in goodness." I want you to underline "rejoice in goodness." From this day forward, the Lord is about to teach us this morning that you will be able, no matter what's going on around you, because your eyes are open and your ears are open to heaven, you'll be able to rejoice in the midst of it. Any of y'all over there appreciate that? That it putting you in a, you about to be put in a position to know how to rejoice no matter what's happening. Matter of fact, let me say it this way, as the Spirit of God prompted me, you about to be placed in a rejoicing position. Now, what we're going to make it so clean and so cool, you being put in a rejoicing position no matter what the condition. Yeah. How can that happen? My condition not right, and you telling me I'm in a rejoicing position because you know the end. Matter of fact, I can tell you right now, you coming out of everything that's holding you back. I said, you coming out of everything that is holding you back. This rim of knowing how to pray properly. Knowing how precious prayer really is. A non-twisting arm prayer life. You want to do it yourself. So much have happened. So much have been revealed to you. A personal, private talk with God. Every day. Lifestyle. Don't have to force it. I want to talk with him. Prayer is not just God hearing your voice, but prayer is you hearing God's voice. Who you think know the most? I'm going to finish reading, but I'm going to tell you something now that you write down. Now, a lot of y'all are going to question this. A lot of y'all think you're already there. But I can assure you, you're not. And I want to talk about developing a real prayer life. Let me show you one of the reasons we're probably not there. Most of our prayers are asking God for what we need. Don't lie to me up in here. We never go just to praise and pray and be open to what he wants us to do. Lord, I don't come for nothing this morning. I just want direction. What you want me to do today? What you want me to do today? The enemy have robbed us in prayer. Prayer cannot be traditional. Prayer is revelation. Receiving divine instruction for everything in your life. You imagine how your steps are going to be if you receive divine instruction for every step you take. Let's go on and read. I read the 11th verse again, or the 41st verse again. Now therefore arise, O Lord God, into thy resting place, thou in the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let thy saints rejoice in goodness. O Lord God, turn not away thy face of thine anointed. Remember the mercies of David, thy servant. And we go to the 7th chapter now. You get a little deeper. You go to the 7th chapter in 2 Chronicles. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. Yes. Look what happened after that. And the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. Come on in.
Come on in.
We'll take that glory this morning. Would y'all take it?
Yes, sir.
Come on. I'm not pretending. Come on in.
Come on in.
Did we fill that house? It can fill this house. But I got to have some expectation in here. Come on in. When the glory come in, everything else got to move. Sickness, disease, lack, confusion, hurt, pain, old age. When the glory come in, everything is renewed. Everything is refined. When you build a real prayer life, that's the lifestyle you live. Not praying by constraint, but praying because you know it's the right way to go. One of the greatest robbers Satan has pulled on the church is improper prayer life. I'm not talking about going through the motion. I'm talking about a real prayer life. You're going to pray whether you feel anything or not. Prayer is not a feeling. Prayer is a supernatural fact that I'm making contact with God. And once I pray, nobody can whip me. Well, come on here. See, you're going to tell on yourself, because if I say something that a real prayer do and you don't respond, I know who you are. I said, once I prayed, I'm all right. I don't care about feeling. I don't care about facts. I don't care about fear. I don't care about the report that come on the news. Once I pray. Once I pray, it's my day. You follow what I'm saying? We got to put prayer back in place. Not traditionally. But your prayer life, listen to me, must be alive. You could be a dead prayer, going through the motion. But when your prayer life is alive, you have an expectancy. One word from God can change the United States of America. One word from God can change. If it can change the United States of America, if I can get one word for my life when I'm praying, it can change everything around for me right now, right here. A real prayer life. Not motion, not emotion, but contact. Talk to me. Everybody say contact. Contact. Once you make real contact with God in prayer, you'll never stop praying no more. I remember I asked the Lord when I first got saved. You all heard this. I said, now, Lord, I come out of the street. I don't want to be in the street and in church too. Tell me what to do. And I thought he hadn't said nothing. And I just found out this morning, the second part of this thing after 50 years, he did two things. He buried me in the word. What's the next one? And he buried me in prayer. I just saw the word part, but when he get me ready for this message, he said, the time you spent with me every day. That's what held you. That's what's holding you. Now I got a question. I know you got a answer for me. How important is your prayer life to you? Everybody say, help us, Lord. Because I got some things outlined I got to give you, but the Holy Spirit keep talking to me. You about to see some things. You are about to hear some things that you never seen before and that you never heard before. Your floating days are over. You're about to get into a flow. And after you get to a flow, you're going to start flying in the spirit realm. Because God's going to open some things for you. All right? We're talking about a real prayer life. We're talking about, I'm going to give you some points here this morning that are going to shake your prayers up. Your prayer actually is your power. The word can't be your power without prayer. The Holy Spirit cannot be your power without prayer. Prayer is the divine circuit. It connects you with heaven. It connects you with God. It connects you with Jesus. It connects you with the Holy Spirit. It connects you with the Word. It connects you with vision. It connects you with wisdom. It connects you with understanding. Prayer. That's just a few things. Now, I heard this. I hope this helped you. Your answer is on the porch of your heart right now. I heard that just now. Your answer, I know what it is, but your answer, whatever answer you need, the Holy Ghost, just put it on the porch of your heart. That's how powerful that connection is. That's how powerful the not ritually, but the reality of prayer. You can go through a ritual prayer to justify to yourself, I prayed, but was there any intimacy there? Did you do all the talking? In a real prayer, you do less talking. But the prayer going on, somebody else talking. I hear the word. I know you're still standing. I hear the word. Liberty. I'm going to try to finish reading this. Verse 7 again. Chapter 7, verse 1. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, oh, good God Almighty, when you're praying and the fire come down, the glory and the fire. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good. Is he good?
Yes.
For his mercy endures forever. You may be seated. The secret of living in the presence of God on a daily basis is prayer. The secret of living in the presence of God on a daily basis is prayer. Let me point it out to you. Practicing God present every day is the secret. You listen to me?
Yes, sir.
That the enemy don't want you to know. The enemy does not want you to know the power of real prayer. He wants you to pray. He wants you to say it. But he don't want you to know that you can have a divine interview every day with God. That you heard what I said?
Yes,
that you can have a divine personal interview with God about your situation. That God may be able, my son, my daughter, to give you divine steps to take. And your family and your cousin and the people work with you wondering how you doing what you're doing. There is an anointing of the Holy Ghost that you will never see without prayer. So we got to get rid of these fake prayer. What you talking about fake prayer? I don't care if your prayer hour, if it's fake, it's fake. You just had a fake hour. No, we're talking about personal contact. We're talking about when God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost come in the room at one time. So now, God, Jesus, and you, and the Holy Ghost in the same room. Dilemmas in your life this morning about the change. What it changing from, Apostle? It changing from dilemmas to deliverance. Every dilemma that you have in your life this morning, it become a deliverance. Supernatural deliverance is in this house this morning. You hear me online? I say supernatural deliverance. I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't have to ask no question. I know supernaturalness can take over anything. When God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost is on the move, everything got to move out the way. So shout because you're out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sit down. I'm going to give you plenty of things to eat on today. Practicing God's presence every day is the secret. That's prayer, you see. And the enemy don't want you to know. Having revelation on a daily basis, always hearing God's voice, no matter what day it is. Yes, sir. Now, I want you to hear this very closely because this is sort of a downfall in the spirit realm that prayer can open up and put us on a solid foundation. Your faith don't have to make it. Your faith is designed to what already made for you. See, prayer can open all that up. See, a lot of things we're trying to make with our faith, but we don't have enough prayer back up. Faith is not sufficient without prayer. Your faith is not sufficient without prayer. prayer gives faith the insight it needs. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Prayer keep your faith awakened. Could it be there were times we're trying to get something happening and our faith was doing as much as it could, but it's saying to us, I need prayer help. That's powerful stuff there, man. But now you're gonna know you got your word and you're quoting your word and it ain't coming to pass. You know I got to put some fuel in this word. I got to go talk. Woo, my goodness. I'm going to get happy in here by myself. I got to put some fuel in my faith. I got to put some fuel in this word. I got to spend some time with the word master and let him unfold what this word really means. Then I can walk step by step by faith because I got prayer back me up. You ain't going to believe this, but the Holy Ghost is going to help you. The Holy Ghost is insufficient without prayer. You see what I'm saying? The word of God is insufficient without a real prayer life. Now make up your mind this morning. Make up your mind with me. Notice how I'm saying it. Make up your mind. Now I've been praying an hour a day for 50 years. So make up your mind. And I've been praying. Not praying. I've been praying. I've had an interview with God. God has sat down with me. The Holy Ghost sat down with me. I've sat down with Jesus. I've said, yeah. You, when you develop a real prayer life, they'll come to your house. They love to come to your house. I'm going by her house because her heart right. She gonna pray real. She not no fake. I want to talk to her this morning. Listen to me. I'm not preaching a popular sermon here. I want you to hear that God want to change your life this morning. I don't care how long you've been in church. I don't care how long. Just take your time when you're praying. Take your time and listen. Take your time. Don't be nervous. Don't go through your ritual. That's right. That's good. Put that paper down. Talk to me personally. Yes, I don't want you reading no paper to me. Yes. I don't want you reading John Doe prayer to me. I want you to talk to me. Yeah, I'm going to say what he told me to tell me. Told me to tell you. I'm about to clear everything up in your life. You heard that? You heard it? No, you didn't hear it. The Spirit of the Lord says, I am about to clear everything up in your life. All it takes is real prayer, not ritual prayer, not routine prayer, not regular prayer, but prayer with connection and expectation. We got to get rid of all these formulas. The reform over the years and be a real prayer. You got to pause sometime in your prayer and say, talk to me, Lord. Talk to me. Talk to me. I need to hear your voice. Sit down. Sit down a minute. Whew. Ooh. having, write this in your notes, having revelation on daily basis, always hearing God's voice. That's what included in prayer. Having revelation on daily basis, always hearing God's voice. Because I got the end of this sentence that's going to be grand to you. So let me read the first part again. Having revelation on daily, we're talking about praying, right? Having revelation on daily basis. You know what I mean to have revelation on daily basis? Huh? You're ahead of the pack.
That's right.
You've seen what God sees. You're saying what God is saying. And you're having what heaven is giving. Now, why this? Why this? Because I want you to hear the part, the last part of it. You're in revelation on a daily basis. Always hearing God's voice, right? No matter what day it is. Now, regular church, you won't hear this. They're scared. But recognizing that every day you are a priest and a king with an assignment from God. See? Just because you got some shortcoming, you don't want to say you're a priest. That's your flesh. That ain't you. Straighten your flesh tail out. Let the real you take over. Now, if you don't know how to shut your flesh down, you're a sad sack of soup. You shut your flesh down in the spirit by spending time with God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Keeping his voice in your ear at all times. My sheep, hear my voice. And because of that, the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. You see that? Huh? So why would we follow the voice of a stranger? Why would we follow sin? Why would we follow anger? Because we're not hearing his voice. I tell you right now, I'll say it downright. If heaven not talking to you, hell sure is. I don't know where you're getting your information from. But if you're always upset, mad with everybody, you got hell on your mind. Because God said you want you to love people. Yeah, people are going to rub you wrong. Yeah, people are going to do you wrong. Walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by faith, not by feeling. Walk by love and not hate. Enjoy your life. Keeping his voice in your ear at all times. Exchanging voices with Jesus in prayer. He said to tell you, receiving revelations and rivers of living water at all times. Yes, John 7:38. Turn to John 7:38. On this next one, going to really change your prayer life. He that believes on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly, her belly, shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Go to the 39th verse so we understand. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, Because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Yeah, but he's given now. See, we're talking about developing a real prayer life. We're not talking about just because you pray out. We're talking about a divine intimacy. Divine insight that comes from God. I'm telling you, now, I'm not talking secondhand, my brother, information. I love to spend time with God. Yes, 2 hours with no strain. Because he keep answering me back. But the fake is sometimes we think we have a real prayer life. And because I'm talking this morning, you're shutting down because you think you got a real prayer life. Your prayer life, listen to me, look at me. Your prayer life never passed training. Did you hear that? No matter how long you've been praying, be open to be trained. There is, listen, a deeper intimacy God is calling you this morning. God has some more things he want to tell you. God has some more things he want to reveal to you personally. I tell you a secret. What secret about prayer? Prayer, real prayer, has sometimes what you call pause in it. You ain't saying nothing. You're just sitting there listening, but you ain't praying. Prayer got to have listening. Or it's not prayer. What you praying for if you're not listening? I want God to talk in my prayer. Are you here? I want Jesus to talk in my prayer. I want the Holy Ghost to talk in my prayer to me. Matter of fact, it's a more simple way I can say it. I pray not for what I say. I pray to find out what he want to say. So you got a problem. You're telling him the problem. All right, tell him the problem. Now shut up. And let him answer the problem. You know why? You praying to somebody who don't have no problem. Y'all let that one over, man. I'm praying to somebody who do not have no problem. Why does person have no problem? Because they got the answer to every problem. So if they got the answer to every problem, what about my problem? Here's one. Yeah, I'm looking at my lawyer now. Yeah, the lawyer. I got a lawyer here. I got the doctor. The doctor knows so much, and the lawyer knows so much. But God knows everything. That's why the lawyer had to get saved. He knew that he had to go to another courtroom that his law ain't going to work. Or the doctor got to go to another hospital that his medicine ain't going to work. You, You don't even know what happened to you yet this morning. You don't even know. You don't even know the changes that taking place in your life. But the Holy Ghost, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God. The Holy Ghost gonna bring it back to you. Because I believe you love God. Raise your hand, you love God. Yeah, the Holy Ghost online. Raise your hand. The Holy Ghost gonna bring back to you some of the things I'm saying. In the very moment you need it. Prayer is saying hell is not going to rule me no more. The devil is a liar. I'm going to make it. So I want you to start thinking about making whatever adjustment that you need in your prayer. Let me give you about 16 or 17 things that prayer deal with.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you want to pray more after you hear these things. Your faith. Prayer deal with your faith. Jesus. Prayer deal with Jesus. Prayer will stir Jesus up in your life.
Yes.
Healing.
Yes.
There's healing in prayer.
Yes,
you can pray your way out of sickness.
Yes,
number four, prayer is dealing with unbelief. It's got something you got to believe God for, and you can't write it to get there. In your prayer time, it'll bring you to that belief, that level. You need to be in your faith to walk with God. Listen to this. Prayer has to do with your relationship with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can't talk to you if you're not praying. Because you're deaf. Prayer open your ear to the Holy Ghost. Ooh. Now I'm not talking about a fake prayer right now. I'm not talking about praying by no feeling. I'm not talking about praying because somebody twisting your arm. I'm talking about you want to be there. I got to be there. I got to pray. I can't live without praying. I don't want no prayer this life. I want to talk with him. I want him to talk with me. I want to put my hand on him. I want him to put his hand on me.
Yes.
All that happened in prayer.
Yes.
Stop talking about the other point in such a good prayer. The other point in good prayer ain't no good for you. You better learn how to pray yourself. My goodness. Boldness. Prayer produces boldness. Prayer improves your understanding of being fishers of men. You're a fisher. You're always fishing. See, the church have not taught us that. But you a fisherman. You're supposed to be fishing. When you go to the supermarket, you don't supposed to be just going to get bread. You're supposed to be fishing. The anointing might say something to you down row four. Say something to that person about Jesus. We just get the loaf of bread and go on home. No, when you're a prayer, you become a fisherman. Renewing of mind. Prayer help your mind too. Oh, Lord, here come another one. Here come another one. Prayer. Overcoming sin. keeping that body in play. Because I'm going to tell you right now, all y'all got crazy bodies. I say all of us. That flesh was sin, partner. I say that flesh, I don't care how many hallelujah you say it, that flesh will sin. You got to keep that body under. And one of the greatest ways of doing it is prayer, standing in the presence of God. God said, no, don't do that. Shut up, body. Shut up, body. We ain't going to do this. We ain't going to do this. You know what I feel here now? I feel somebody want to scream, but they just don't want to scream. But they really want to scream. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for letting me come here this morning. Yeah! that was supposed to happen. That was supposed to happen. If the minister praying, he ought to have a message for you when you come. Not to beat up on you, but to love you and show you what way to go. We're talking about developing a real prayer life up in here. Boldness. Boldness. Renewal of mind. Praying. We're talking about praying. Overcoming sin. Prayer will help you. Authority and power. As a matter of fact, dealing with demon power. Holiness. Oh, holding it. Oh, is anybody holding now? Anybody holding up in here? Y'all ain't answer. Isn't that wrong with being holy? But you can't do it by yourself. Wisdom. Prayer puts you in a wisdom zone. Love. Forgiveness. Power. Glory. Grace. Revelation. Anointing. Now, let me say one or more two things about prayer, and I'm going to close. In your prayer time, the Lord want me to tell you this, stop just looking for problem answer and catch a hold of your kingdom assignment. When you get a hold of your kingdom assignment, your problem going to be solved. Yes, sir. Now, most prayer, over the years, most prayer have been, Lord, I need you to help me. Lord, guide me. Nothing about his business. Lord, see this, this woman just come here and just talk about all her problems and ask me what I want her to do. Well, I'm going to leave the women alone. Men. And the men not going to swing at you like them women will. Well, he talking about us. Why he had to say us? Here we go. Leaving the normal path and expect a supernatural flow. I can change everything in your life this morning. Leaving the normal path, expecting the supernatural flow. I want you to do that this morning. Expect God to work it out. Expect God to give you insight so you know what to say and you'll know what to do. You'll know when to stop. And you know when to move. Prayer put an anointing on you. Prayer make the Holy Ghost wrap his arm around you. Prayer lets you know you're not a regular person. You're a priest and you're a king. They don't want the church to know that they're priests and kings, but we are. When you accepted Jesus Christ, you became a priest and a king.
Yes, sir.
Let me say this to you. The best belong to you. Stop arguing with that. Stop trying to be humble and being stupid. The best belong to you. Let me close. Look at Matthew 6:33, a very familiar scripture. I'm going to make a statement. I want you to catch it. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Everything
is changing
in my life
right now.
I know God loves me.
I love God.
I love Jesus.
I love the Holy Ghost.
I love the word of God.
I love my brother.
I love my sister.
I love my enemy.
Right now,
through the power of God,
prayer
is changing my life.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about building a real prayer life, not a fake prayer life.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. And Matthew 6:33, I want you to write in your note, do you know how to keep his present voice every day? Keep his present voice every day. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things to be added to you.
Blessed are they that thirst and hunger for righteousness at all times.
That prayer gonna get you where you can't get him off your mind.
Yes.
His presence means so much to you. Now listen to this one. The church had become administrative like the world system. But the call on your life is pioneering and advancing. Yeah, you live a pioneering life. In other words, God's going to take you into a new adventure today. I don't know where God's going to bring me today. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you don't want your life administrative like sign. No, I don't know. No, something good going to happen. But I'm excited. I don't know what God's going to do today. Stop living an old dead Christian life. You don't want to do that. Laugh sometime when you don't want to laugh. Just laugh. Just laugh on purpose. Ha ha ha. Just laugh. Ha ha ha. Just laugh. Just come on, laugh. Just laugh. I said, get that doggone frown off of your face and laugh right now. Ha 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 ha. You catch anybody not laughing, slap them and laugh some more. Ha, 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 ha. It's not as bad as it looks. Your better day has come. You notice what I didn't say, right? I didn't say your better days are coming. I said your better days has come. Ha, 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 ha. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, girl, open your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. y'all don't want to laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, oh, oh. I'm going to laugh with you, laugh at you. Ha, 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 ha. Ho, ho, ho. It's good to be happy sometimes. You can't be happy at church. Lord, have mercy. Look at that person next to you and see if they're laughing. Ha, ha, ha. If you had a problem, we know it's been solved in you this morning. Ha, 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 ha. Man, we went over to that church. They was laughing. What you want to do, cry? Ha, ha, ha. We saw enough crying. Let's laugh a little bit. What y'all sitting down for? We laughing. Y'all, my whole family sitting down. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, I'm going to laugh with you or I'm going to laugh at you. God on that back row, you're not, now you're laughing. I'm just going to tell you, you made it in time. I'm finna tell her, God on the back row, I'm finna, you ain't laughing. She stopped laughing right before. She beat me to the point. Hallelujah. Would you believe this is a prophecy? I'm going to close with this is a prophecy. When I first opened it up, you going to laugh then. A prophecy. Roll your boat gently down the street. Oh, that's a prophecy again. Watch what the rest of it say. Roll your boat gently down the street, for you must get to the deep. Revelation, anointing, and divine surprises await thee. Woo! Divine surprises. I'll take them. You take them? Divine surprise is waiting on thee. Woo! Revelation, anointing, and divine surprises await thee. There are promotion flows waiting for you to step in. Your floating days come to an end. It's time to flow and fly at the same time in your new and elevated life by functioning in the supernatural plans of God. Don't let the height bother you. They are normal in his presence. Confusion is a demon trying to wear an angel outfit. But don't let him trick you. Confusion is a demon trying to wear an angel outfit. But don't let him deceive you. Don't let him trick you. Rejoice because those days are over in your life. Rejoice, 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 for there are much more to come. Hallelujah. You thought that was one. I'm going to close. You thought that was one. These are prophecies. And Jack and Jill went up the hill. Jack and Jill days are over. May you let me dress you in good success every day. The failing days are over. Yes. My trail. Donnell, come on, boy. We got to drill this thing in, huh? I know it's 10 minutes to 12? Your Jack and Jill days are over. May you let me dress you in good success every day. The falling days are over. Start standing too tall in the spot to fall. When falling days come, I will cause you to fly in the spirit. Lift your hand and praise God. Lift your hand and praise God. Lift your hand and praise God. And laugh a little bit. Laugh a little bit. Get a person next to you a high five and laugh with them. Ha, ha, ha. Tell them everything is all right. Tell them everything is all right. I said, tell them everything is all right. Tell them everything is all right. Ha, 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 ha. Everything is all right. Ha, 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 ha. Everything is all right. Hallelujah. Y'all got it now. Y'all got to be ready.